Jaya Gopi Janava Lava Girivaradari Yashodanantana Vraja Janaranjana Yashodanantana Vraja Janaranjana Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
आचार्य अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत किसान प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन प्रतिष्ठा आचार्य चक्षु प्रभुपाद की
श्रीमद्भागवतम की समवेत गौर भक्त बिंदगी सुशीनिता गौ सीतानाथ प्रमानंदे हरि हरि वंदेहम श्रीगुरो श्रीजुतापरकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सगुरजातं सहगणरघुनाथं मितं तं सजीवं सद्वैतं सवदूतं परिजनसहायतं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सहगणललिता शिवशाखान्वितंश्च मन्त्रगुरुवाचोत्थ शिखगुरुग्रन्थाच्छरणे यज्ञे करियवन्दन् वाञ्छाकपत्रुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धवेभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ते वेदांत स्वामी नमने नमस्ते शाश्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष सुंदवरि पश्चत्त देश तरणे श्री प्रभुपाद की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कृष्णे स्वधाम उपगते धर्म ज्ञानादिभिः कलो नष्ट दृशामेषा पुराणाग् अरुणोदितः श्रीमद्भागवतं की जय। न शिष्यान् अनुभाधनिता ग्रंथान नैवाभ्यषेद बहून ना वाक्यम उपयुंजिता नरंभान अरबेत क्वचित ना शिष्यान अनुबंधिता ग्रंथान नैवाभ्यषेद बहून ना वाक्यम उपयुंजिता नरंभान अरबेत क्वचित। प्लीज चैंट। वैष्णव मंडली Shishan, disciples, anubad nita. One should not induce for material benefit. Grantan, unnecessary literature. Na, not. Eva, certainly, abhyashet, should try to understand or cultivate. Bahun, many. Na, nor. Vakyam, discourses, upayunjita, should make as a means of livelihood. Na, nor. Arambhan, unnecessary opulences. Arabhet, should attempt to increase. Kvachit, at any time. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Shamishu Prabhupada. Sannyasi must not present allurements of material benefits to gather many disciples. nor should he unnecessarily read many books or give discourses as a means of livelihood. He must never attempt to increase material opulences unnecessarily. Purport, the so-called shamis and yogis generally make disciples by alluring them with material benefits. There are many so-called gurus who attract disciples by promising to cure their diseases or increase their material opulence by manufacturing gold. These are lucrative allurements for unintelligent men. A sannyasi is prohibited from making disciples through such material allurements. Sannyasis sometimes indulge in material opulence by unnecessarily constructing many temples and monasteries, but actually such endeavors should be avoided. Temples and monasteries should be constructed for the preaching of spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, not to provide free hotels for persons who are useful for neither material nor spiritual purposes. Temples and monasteries should be strictly off-limits to worthless clubs of crazy men. In the Krishna consciousness movement, we welcome everyone who agrees at least to follow the movement's regulative principles: no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, and no gambling. In the temples and monasteries, gathering of unnecessary, rejected, lazy fellows should be strictly disallowed. Temples and monasteries should be used exclusively by devotees who are serious about spiritual advancement in Krishna consciousness. Srila Bishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the word arambhan as meaning matadi vyaparan, which means attempts to construct temples and monasteries. First business of the sannyasi is to preach Krishna consciousness, but if by the grace of Krishna facilities are available, he may construct temples and monasteries to give shelter to the serious students of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, such temples and monasteries are not needed. Srila Prabhupada ki mukham karate bachalam pangam langate girim chatkripa tamaham bande shri guram dinatarinam. He should not unnecessarily read many books or give discourses as a means of livelihood. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a scholar. In fact, when he was a scholar and he was a teacher, and that's how he maintained his livelihood, actually, as a teacher. And when he came back from Gaya Dham, having been initiated by Isharapuri Prabhupada, he was unable to contain himself whilst giving the class, the students. And simply he would, every aphorism, every point of grammar, byakaran, alankar, he would simply discuss, he would simply repeat the names Krishna, Govinda, Murari, Banamali. That's all he could say. And the students were confused. And they said, Pandit G, you're not following the standard curriculum. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because I'm always seeing a bluish boy, always seeing the form of a bluish boy, I cannot speak anything else about his glories. The students, they went and complained to Gangadas Pandit. They went and complained. Navadeep Ache Pandit Shiromani, the crest jewel of the philosophers in Navadeep. Gangadas Pandit Heno Shandipani. Sandipani Muni, the guru of Krishna and Balaram, he appeared in Navadeep to teach Shachinandan Gaudhari. So then Gangadas Pandit, he actually called. Nimoy came to, having come back from his journey, he went to his guru and paid respect. We can learn everything about how to behave by a Vaishnava just seeing the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Gaudangera Shongi Gone Nitta Shiddha Kori Mane. We respect these eternal, these associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Shongigon, his associate, Nitta Shiddha Korimane. As eternal associates, they come again and again to perform Leela with him. So after returning from Gaya, he went to his guru. It wasn't like a prescribed meeting. He went as out of respect to pay obeisances. Also, before leaving, he took permission. Gangadas Pandya was inducing him that your father, he's a great Vaishnav, Jagannath Mishra, Mahashai, and he's a scholar. And your maternal grandfather, who's that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, Sachi Devi's father, who's that? Sachi Devi's father. He made a horoscope when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, who's that? We don't read many books, but some books we should read, like Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nilambar Chakrabarti Thakur. Nilambar Chakrabarti Thakur. So Gangadas Pandya, he said, your maternal grandfather, he's a great scholar. He's an actual astrologer. Nilambar Chakrabarti Thakur. But he's a great devotee. He's a great devotee. So it's very wonderful that you become Vaishnav. Parama Adbhut Kota Maha Ashambhav Nimai Pandit Hoilo Parama Vaishnav. Before he wasn't, he was a scholar. Defeating. He was the greatest scholar. Dvijamani. Dvijamani means the jewel of the Brahmins of Navadeep, Navadeep Chandra, the rising moon of Navadeep. He's a great scholar. It's wonderful that you become a Vaishnav, but you can be a scholar, you can be a teacher and Vaishnav, you maintain your family like that. And Goshundur, he was, Mahashai, Thakur, you have given me such valuable instruction. Yes, I will. Now I'm clear what to do. So then next day again he went and he began, and again he's trying to actually teach. He's trying to teach. But he couldn't. He was trying to teach and then he heard one Vaishnav, Acharya Ratna. On the banks of Ganga he had his kutir and he was reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And when the sound of the shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam describing the mercy that Sri Krishna bestowed upon Putana, when he heard that shloka, he entered into his ears, he became overwhelmed. He fell off the Vyashashan. He couldn't continue the class. Again, many hours he was in trance, shamadi. Many hours. Then after that he came out and he said, oh, how was my class today? The student said, we've never seen such a display of premabesh, transcendental symptoms of love of Godhead. And then he apologized, I'm sorry, I cannot teach you anymore. I cannot teach you. It's not possible for me to follow the standard curriculum. I'm always seeing this bluish boy and I can do nothing else but hear his glories and chant his glories. And he closed his book and tied it in a cloth. And he said, you can now, I give you permission to find another teacher. And the student said, how could we possibly accept? Being your students, how could we possibly replace you with another teacher? If you're not going to teach, we're not going to study. And then they also tied their books. And many of them joined the Sankirtan movement, which had just begun in Navadeep. So Bhagavatam is explaining here, nor should one unnecessarily read many books or give discourses as a means of livelihood. Prabhupada explains that there's four books we should read, particularly four books. Four books. That's Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Nectar of Devotion. These four books are primarily four books. There was another incident. We'll come back to that. Yeah. So that's how Hiranya Maya is a scholar. He was a scholar. He was by that was his varna, a Brahmin. Brahmin should teach, but actually he shouldn't charge. He shouldn't charge. You pay this much money and take the course. He should actually teach for free. And he should sustain himself on the donations which come of their own accord. Fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, Yadricha labha shantushto. The gain which comes of its own accord without you trying to acquire it. The gain which comes of its own accord. Yadricha labha shantushto. You should be satisfied with that. This is coming from Krishna. Even if you're endeavoring to make a livelihood, that's also coming from Krishna. So he's giving. Was that third chapter Prakriti Kriyamanani Guna Karmani Sarvasha Ahankara Vimudatma Ahankara Vimudha Vimudatma, the mudha, the vimudha, not just mudha, vimudha. He's very bewildered by ahankar karta aham. Iti manyate. Karta aham. I am doing it. I am causing it. Karta aham. I am the doer. Iti manyate. He thinks. But actually, prakriti kriyamanani. It's material nature which is doing it. And you're simply receiving the results of your previous karma. You can't avoid them. Bunjana evatma kritam bipakam. Bunjana evatma kritam. What you've performed, your previous activities, bunjana. You have to accept those results. That's, you can't avoid. So one who understands that, they don't endeavor to try to improve their situation in this world. Because the good fortune will come even without endeavoring for it. And the suffering will also come even trying to avoid it. So a Brahmin, Shatagun Odishtita, one who understands the truth, then they don't endeavor to try to improve their material situation, because it's going to come even if they don't endeavor. And the suffering will also come. So an actual Brahmin, they don't charge. They do their duty. Those who are actually inquisitive, not those who can pay. We have some institutional programs, and people come for course, and they say, it's not suitable. And they say, but I paid. I can pay. you can pay. Yes, certainly. Not those who can pay. That's not the qualification. It's those who are eager for learning. Those are eager. That's the qualification. The duty of a Brahmin is to instruct, to teach, because they're qualified, they're desirous, not because they're paid. So anyway. So he went, Nimai, he was a scholar, and actually he went to East Bengal to get donations. That was not the purpose, but he went for teaching those who couldn't come to Maya Navadip. They couldn't come too far. But he went there, and then he collected so many things. Not just money, but blankets and some Lakshmi and some other gifts, valuable things the students would bring. And those who couldn't offer gifts, they would do Seva. So that was his duty to go and teach in that way. He went and taught. And at that time, he said he'd go for a few days. He was away for several months, Loki Devi. She couldn't tolerate the separation. And she left her body, apparently bitten by a snake. But Vrindavan Das Thakur says, bitten by the pain of separation from Goudhari. And she gave up her body on the banks of Maha Ganga. So at that time in East Bengal, a place is called Rajshahi, Keturi, not far from the birthplace of Narottam Thakur Mahashai, Keturi, Rajshahi. He went there on the Padma River. Padma River is a branch of Maha Ganga. At Ramkeli, where Mahaprabhu met Rupa and Sanatan, Maha Ganga, she splits. And south she goes Bhagirathi Ganga. She goes through Bengal and Mayapur, Bhagirathi Ganga. It's called Adi Ganga. And she carries on in a straight direction into East Bengal. She's called Padma River. So there on the banks of Padma River, one Vaishnava scholar, his name was Tapan Mishra. And he was already initiated in mantra, but he was confused about the goal of life. And he had a dream, and effulgent Brahman appeared in the dream and said to him, this scholar, this pandit, who's come from Navadip, he's not an ordinary scholar. He's actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead who's appeared here to perform lila. You go to him, you fall at his feet, and you inquire from him what is the goal of life and how to achieve it. So Tapamishri, he was very enlivened by the dream. He got up, and the next day he went. Immediately, Nimai Pandit was there, surrounded by many followers, hundreds and thousands, actually. He gave courses, he gave seminar, he gave certificates. One day, someone's going to come up and say, here's an original certificate we've found, signed by Bishambhar Nimai Pandit. He gave certificates. Imagine having a certificate by you, put it in a frame, Nimai Pandit. Titles, various titles, upadis, titles, honorific titles. Actually, in Gaudiya Math, where the title Bhakti Shastri, these titles were given by Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. There are many, many titles Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave. His disciple, many Shastra Vibhushan and Shastra Shiromani, very many titles. We have four that Prabhupada has given us, the four titles. So he gave certificates also. And Tapa Mishra came, he told Nimai Pandit about the dream that he'd had. And then he began to inquire, Shadda Shadon Kichu Nahi Jani. Shadda is the goal, Shadon, what we usually say, Sadhana. Shadon. Shadda Shadon Kichu Nahi Jani. I don't know what is the goal, nor how to achieve it. Please enlighten me. So this time, just remember that Nimai, he's not officially preaching Nam Sankirtan. He hasn't begun the Sankirtan movement. He's in there, the Bidda Lila. He's a scholar, and he's teaching, doing his duty, his dharma, and he's collecting donations. He's not actually preaching Krishna consciousness, as he subsequently becomes completely absorbed in. At this time, he's teaching the Alankar, the Byakaran grammar, and poetry, and he's teaching. Many scholars coming. But at this stage, it's kind of like a trailer to the subsequent purpose of his incarnation. He briefly assumes the role of the Juga Dharma Procharak. He briefly assumes that role and he begins to preach about Krishna consciousness and the Mahamantra. It's kind of he switches roles because he's not usually doing that when he's meeting the people he's teaching. And so he begins to explain. He begins quoting from Shastra, Brihat Bhagavat Purana. And is it Harinama, 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 Eva, Kay, Balam, Kalo, Nashdeva, Nashdeva, Gautir, Onnata, Gautir, Onnata, no other path in Kali Yuga apart from Harinam. It's repeated three times Harinam, 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 Eva, Kay, Balam, is only applicable in this age. And from Upanishad, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Iti so darshakam nam nam. These 16 names, Kalikalmashanashanam. They destroy all of the dirt of Kali Yuga. Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate Nataparatareopaya. Even Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate, even you look through all the Vedas, Nataparatareopaya, you will not find a superior path to chanting these 16 names. And he's quoting the Shastra. And then he says personally, from his own lips, Eshlok nam boli lai mahamantra, harina lai mahamantra, sholo nam baitrish akai tantra. He says personally, and he declares the mahamantra. Mahamantra, we say, it's written up here, right? Mahamantra. Where's that come from, mahamantra? It comes from the Goswami Granto. Isharapuri also mentions mahamantra. And Goshundo, he was initiated in Gaya Dham, and he became overwhelmed with love of Godhead. In fact, he didn't want to return to Mayapur. He said, I'm not going back to Mayapur, I'm going to Vrindavan. And he had students with him when he went to Gaya, and he said to them, you go, I'm not returning to household life. I'm going to Vrindavan. And he left from Gaya, and he went in the direction, and a voice from the sky, Akashvani. A voice, unembodied sound from the sky, that now is not the time to go to Vrindavan. But what? Now is not the time to go to Vrindavan. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What? This is Chaitanya Avatar. He's that Krishna, but he's so much in love with Krishna, he forgets he's Krishna. He's running to Vrindavan. He is that Krishna. What's in Vrindavan is Krishna. He is that Krishna. But he's so much overwhelmed by love of God that he thinks he's a devotee. Huh? We've come to remind you of the purpose of your avatar. You have to return to Mayapur. So many things have to be done. You have to bring the Panchatattva together. You have to inaugurate Sankirtan movement. Shunu shunu nittananda shunu haridash shabatra amaragai koraho prakash. Shunu nittananda wasn't preaching until he heard that order. Harinam pradam devam. Nityananda Goshai, Abhidhut Goshai, he's actually the deity of distributing the holy name, but for 25 years he was waiting for the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shunu shunu Nityananda, shunu Haridash, Shabhatra Amaragai, Koraho Prakash, everywhere you you manifest my teachings. Prati gore gore giye koro ibika bhaja Krishna balo Krishna koro Krishna shikha. Go to every door, every house. Koroibika, you beg this, Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna, Bolo Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, Koro Krishna Shikha. Follow Krishna's instructions. And then the Sankirtan movement began. Had to deliver Jagai Madhai. Dina Hinu Jota Jilo Harinami Udharilo. The holy name can deliver the most fallen. Where's the evidence? Tashaki Jagai Madhai. Have to deliver Jagai, the most fallen. Just see. They have to do these things. Go back to Mayapur. So in that way, he went back to Mayapur. So Mahamantra, he went back. First, he returned to Gangada, to Ishwarapuri. Kiba mantra dilo goshai. What mantra have you given me, Master? Kiba mantra dilo goshai. Kiba tar bol. What is its power? Jopati jopati mantra karele pagal. Chanting this mantra, I've become mad. And Ishwarapuri, he was very happy. He's very happy. He didn't say you need to see a psychologist. There's one just around the corner. I saw a shop just around the corner here on Victoria Avenue, a psychologist. We didn't need to see. He said, Bhalo hoilo tumi pailo param purusharto. Oh, wonderful. Tumi pailo param purusharto. You've attained the highest goal of life. Toma premete yami hoilan kritato. Seeing your love of Godhead, I've become indebted to you. And then he answered the question, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Jai to shabhav. Jai jope tare Krishna upajaye bhav. The very nature, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Eto Shabhav. What is the Hare Krishna Mantra? What is it made of? What is it comprised of? Eto Shabhav, Jai Jope, whoever chants, Tare Krishna, unto Krishna, Upajaye Bhav. There's eruption of feelings, of affection. Upajaye Bhav. There's awakening of feeling to Krishna. Love of Krishna, Bhav. Emotion. You feel emotion. Sometimes you cry. In Krishna consciousness, you feel emotion. That's because of chanting Hare Krishna, is awakening the dormant love of Krishna. So Mahamantra, he's declaring it to Tapa Mishra, he's declaring, "A shlok nam boli loi Mahamantra." Sholonam, 16 syllables. Vaitrishakya, 16 names. Sholonam, Vaitrishakya, 32 syllables. A tantra. This is the method. This is the process in Kali Yuga. And Tapa Mishra, that certainly clarified. And then he went on to say, as is quoted, as is explained in his, that Grantam naiva bhyashet bahun. Not too many scriptures. Na bakyam upayunja. Not too many instructions. He says the same thing. To Tapa Mishra, he says, Bahushashtre Bahupakye Chitte Brahmohoi Shadon Shadda Sresta Shadon Shadda Shadon Sresta Nahoi Nishchoi Bahushashtre, too many scriptures, Bahushashtre, too many scriptures, Bahupakye, too many instructions, Chitte Brahmohoi Brahma. Brahma means illusion. Brahm is illusion. Chitte Brahmahoy. In the heart, you become confused. Too many scriptures, too many instructions. Prabhupada says one should not become a bookworm, thinking that by scholarship one will understand the Shadon Shaddo, the process and the ultimate goal. Bahushastre Bahubakye Chitte Brahmahoy Shadda Shadon Srestha Nahoy Nishchoy. Nishchoy? Nishchoy? You know Nishchoy? Uchaya nistayat, was that the Bachave, was it Utsa nistayat, Taikai, Nushja nistayat, Tat, has it son? No, Va, what's that one? Atyahara, no, what is it, Nishchayat? Utsaha nishchayat. So you'll know, Upadeshamrita, the first book for studies, Upadeshamrita, Utsaha nishchayat. Nishchayat means you should be confident. Utsaha, be enthusiastic, nishchayat, you should be confident. Utsan nishchaya daryat, should be patient. Utsan nishchaya. So, sadda sadon srestha nahoi nishchoy. The process and the goal, nahoi nishchoy, you're not clear about. If you're not clear about what we're trying to achieve and how to achieve it, how can you be steady? How can you go on and on over the years if you're not even clear what the goal is? What to speak of, how to achieve it. You have to be very, very clear on that. And then it becomes easy, because you just do those things. You just do those things. Because you're clear, this is all I have to do, this I do. in another place, in Sanatana Shikha, Even Mahaprabhu, he makes it so simple. He says, and five things. Shadon Shresto e Pachongo. Shadon Shresto e Pachongo. The best of all the items of sadhana. Krishna Sharu Shanga Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Shabon Maturaba Srimutira Shadaya Shabon. These five items associating with devotees, Sadhu Shanga, Nam Kirtan, chanting Hare Krishna, Bhagavat Srabon, hearing Shrimad Bhagavatam, Srimutira Shadaya Shabon, worshipping the devotee with faith, and Maturabash, residing in the Dham, residing in the temple. Shakal Shadon Shresta E Pachanga, of all the items of sadhana, the 64, that Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatana Goswami Prabhupada, 64, and Choishati Sharan Anga. Choishati Sharan Anga, 64 items of sadhana bhakti. Shakal Shadon Shresto Epachanga, of the all the items, these five are the most important. These five are the most important. Why? Krishna Prema Janamaya Epache Alpashanga. Krishna Prema Janamaya. There will be eruption of love of God. There will be awakening. There will be birth. Janmaya, Krishna Prema, Janmaya, Epache Alpashanga. Even if you do a little of these five. So it's very clear. It makes very clear. Bahushastre Bahubakya Chitra Brahmahoy. Too many scriptures, too many instructions can confuse the mind. Before I was a devotee, I joined this temple in 1985, Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir, Popaki. In 1974, Prabhupada said on that Vyasasana, he said, people of Melbourne have become fortunate because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared here. And by some good fortune, I came to this temple and I took darshan of Gaudhari Sri Sachinandan. And I've become fortunate because Prabhupada came here and gave this temple to us. Had he not, who knows where we would be? Who knows where you would be? And Prabhupada came here and made us all fortunate. Before I had become fortunate, I was an art student. Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology. Perhaps you go and preach there on occasion. I was an art student there, a Bachelor of Arts. So I learned a little bit about oil painting. And one thing we learned is that actually there's only three colours. They're called the primary colours. There's only three colours. That's how simple it is. There's only three colours. What are they? Who knows? Not green. Who knows the three primary colours? In other words, they're not produced by mixing colors. Blue, yellow, red. Yeah, blue, yellow, red. They're called primary colors. They're not produced by mixing other colors. And then there's the secondary primary colors that are when they're mixed. Blue and yellow make, what is it? They make, yeah, green. Yeah. And then blue and red make purple. And then what's yellow and yellow and orange, yellow and red make orange. They're called the secondary primary colors. From those, all color comes. And there's so many combinations. It's unlimited, actually. So many. So you can just go on and on and on and on. Now, Siddhanta Saya Saraswati Thakur is a primary, acharya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the ideological acharya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's written the books, the fundamental books that we study. Those books were studied and published by Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he wrote additional books, and he established the institutions for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was so much interested in spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that when Prabhupada first visited him in Ultradanga Road in Kolkata, then Prabhupada, because Prabhupada was in Vaishnava family, and Prabhupada, when the doctor said, "Oh, Abhay, he's got chicken pox," no, it was something, pox or something, or maybe even been cholera or typhoid or something, yeah, typhoid. The doctor said chicken broth. He has to have chicken broth. It's the only way to be cured. And Gaura Mohan, they said, "Oh, not possible. We've never had such things in our house." Prabhupada said, "My father, he never touched tea or coffee." Prabhupada was born in Vaishnava family, pure Vaishnava family. So when he came in and came in front of Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, seeing the signs of a Vaishnava, the tilak and the sannyasi dress, immediately he fell down paying obeisances along with his friend Narendra Malik. They paid obeisances. Before he even got up to sit, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you educated young men, you teach the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world in English language. That's so fundamental in his mission, spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world in English language was such a fundamental component of Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mission that he couldn't even wait for Abhay to sit down before instructing him it. That meant he's obsessed by that. That meant it's always on his mind. And who will be that person who will spread Krishna consciousness all over the world? In search of that person at every moment, he would say, at every chance he got. That's how serious it was to spread Krishna consciousness in English language all over the world. That he would take every chance. He wouldn't let a moment slip by to try to push that mission of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. Just imagine how dear Srila Prabhupada is to Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Just imagine how he has satisfied his guru. How he has fulfilled the mission of his guru. So we need to understand what is the fundamental principle. We don't need to read too many books. We just need to know what is the fundamental principle. I'm fortunate to reside in Mayapur, and there are many Gaudiya Math, many. And actually you go there, you'll hear all different things. And you'll see different things. And different da-da-da. So even from that, unlike ISKCON. So even from that fundamental root, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, even from that fundamental, still so many things can confuse you. Which can confuse you. So many things it seems like it's like you can hardly recognize, not that you hardly recognize, but there's differences. Like the three colors, it's just unlimited. So we need to know what is the fundamental. We need to be aware of that. That's what Mahaprabhu is saying. That bahu shastri bahu bhakti chitta brahmahoy. If you're not aware, what are those three primary colors? What is the actual essential goal, essential objective, essential shaddo? What we're trying to achieve and shaddo on how to achieve that, we'll be confused. It's not that we think, oh, the more I read, the clearer it'll become. You can become more confused. We sometimes describe in teachers' training programs that you're not actually clear in the communication to instruct students in a specific task, and we think, oh, just keep talking more and more, and then it'll become clearer to them. It becomes more confusing. And then they become more confused. We think the more I say, the more clear it will become. No, the more confused they become. You've got to know what is the essential message and explain it as succinctly as possible. That's the saddha, that's the goal, that's what we're here. That's what this training program is, to train you. If you're clear on that, we'll let you go. Boom. You can be an authorized representative of Parampara. That was amazing what Devamrita Maharaj said in the class. I never heard that. He looked at Jaya Advaita and said, Jaya Advaita means Parampara. What? Jaya Advaita means Parampara. If you know what is the principle, what is the fundamental thing, you know that, then we'll let you go. You're on your own. You can create a revolution. Because you're empowered. Because you're clear. It's clear. Now let me ask you here, many learned scholars here. Shadhu Shadvigon. Many. They take notes in the Bhagavatam class. They have interesting questions. So let me ask you this. Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's incalculable. You cannot estimate the contribution that Srila Prabhupada has made to humanity. Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Now let me ask you, respective assembly of learned scholars of the Bhagavat. What is the first thing that Prabhupada writes in the Srimad Bhagavatam? The very first statement he writes, before all the purports, even before the introduction. The opening statement of Srimad Bhagavatam and Prabhupada's comments on Srimad Bhagavatam, his opening statement, who can say? Okay, make it bigger. It's in the preface. That's not the preface. It's in the preface. It's before that he begins. It's a preface to Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, first sentence. What does he say? That's a little later. That's a little later. That's in the first chapter. The very first thing he wrote, first word, the first sentence he wrote. He sat there and wrote at Namada in 1955, and he's looking at the first canto with the commentaries of Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur Prabhupada, Jiva Goswami Prabhupada. The commentaries are there. He's sitting in that room where we all visit. The very first thing he writes with his pen. What's the opening? What's the first thing he writes? It's in the preface, and it's actually in the beginning of every canto, because the same preface is in the beginning of every canto. What's the first? The first line, first sentence. Okay, you can check afterwards. He says, one must know the present need of human society. One must know the present need of human society. I like it so much. Because it's not just randomly chosen. Prabhupada randomly writes, he doesn't write randomly write things, he conscientiously, with great discretion, he writes everything. So, one must know the present need of human society. As far as I consider it, it captures Prabhupada's mission. It captures Prabhupada's mission. All of this is what? What is all of this for? Because one must know the present need of human society. That's a mission. Our mission is to fulfill that need. And everything that we're doing is to address that need, the human society. We're the most needed thing. This movement is the most needed thing. One must know that. And what we're doing here, we're doing the greatest service for humanity because we're fulfilling the greatest need of humanity. If you understand that, you can become a committed preacher of Krishna consciousness. Because what else can you do with your life? This is the greatest thing, the most glorious thing is to become a bestower of the compassion on human side, by understanding what is their actual need and fulfilling that. So this is Prabhupada's mission, this is Prabhupada's mood, and that spreading Krishna consciousness. This is the need, and our business in coming together in this movement, in this temple, in distributing the books, is to understand that need and understand that we have the solution. We can. And then you practice sadhana, and then you practice sadhana bhakti, and everything in your life can be, you can connect to that statement. This is what we're here for. This is why Prabhupada gave the temple, built us this temple. This is why Prabhupada gave us the books. This is why Prabhupada gave us the tantra. He gave us the process of achieving, to practice ourselves and spread to others. So these are some thoughts on today's verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. Any questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the wonderful class. Prabhu, you mentioned when we have the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Mahaprabhu, can we understand Radha Krishna properly? But Prabhu, I'd like to ask, many devotees in Vrindavan, they only stick to Radha Krishna mostly. So what should be our mood when we meet those people who are really to Radha Krishna but they don't know much about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Hano nitai bine bai Radha Krishna pai tenai. Hano nitai bine bai. Without Nityananda, hano nitai bine bai. Nitai bine bai. Without Lord Nityananda, Radha Krishna pai tenai. You cannot get. You cannot get. You have to understand, without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, you cannot approach Radha Krishna. Sri Chaitanya avatar boro bilokhon aparad shate jib labhe premdhon. Thakur Bhaktivinoda writes in Navadeep Dham Mahatmya, Sri Chaitanya avatar boro bilokhon What is the special feature of Sri Chaitanya avatar? Borobilokhan. What is this distinctive characteristic? Sri Chaitanya avatar, Borobilokhan. Aparad shatai jib labe premdon. That even if you're an offender, even the offenders can get delivered. On the tirte aparadi. On the tirte aparadi dander bhajan. In all the other holy places, if you make an offense, if you make a mistake, aparadi dander bhajan, you're punished. On the tirte aparadi dander bhajan. In the other holy places, there's so many in India, in other holy places, an offender has to be punished. Navadeep aparadi shadai marjan. In Navadeep, the offenders are always forgiven. Navadeep aparadi shadai marjan. The offenses are overlooked. That's the only way in Kali Yuga. He explains that Kali Yuga jeev aparad, aparad, go nam bine nahe paritran. You cannot, in Kali Yuga, where everyone is an offender. Who can practice sadhan perfectly? Everyone is an offender and a cheater. And the only hope for us is Chaitanya. Potit pabon heitu taba avatar. He came to deliver us, the most fallen. There's no other way. You cannot get Radha Krishna without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. It doesn't work. Therefore, Prabhupada explains that you sometimes devotees, I had to do kirtan, they say, Hare Krishna. I say, no, not possible. Without chanting Mahamantra, without chanting Panchatattva Mahamantra, you cannot chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Otherwise, the offenses, you're not clear to the offenses. Gauranga nitai jar bole ekbar. Gauranga nitai jar bole ekbar. Once chanting the name Gauranga nitai, Ananta karma dosh anta hoitar. Ananta karma dosh. All of your karma, all of your karma dosh means your reactions, which will prevent you from approaching Radha Krishna. Ananta karma dosh anta hoitar. They're removed. They're destroyed. Gauranga nitai jar bole ekbar. By chanting Gauranga nitai one time. So that is the Mahaprabhu gave us the Mahamantra. Mahaprabhu gives the Mahamantra, and our charges have given the Panchatattva Mahamantra so that we can chant Hare Krishna. So they have to be instructed. People have to be instructed. Prabhupada, he comments, as one, I was listening recently to his lectures on Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm listening all the time, Chaitanya Charitamrita lectures, Prabhupada. He says, originally Vrindavan was established by the Goswamis. The Goswamis. When Mahaprabhu went, no one even knew where is Radhakund. And Mahaprabhu, he identified and he revealed Radhakund. And the village people, they're seeing him, he's taking bath in the pond. And they didn't even know what that was, or where that was. They didn't know. It was covered over. And all of the Lila Shtan places, the Tirtha, the Lila Shtan, Keshi Ghat, Bangshi Ghat, Terkadamba, all of these places. No one knew anything about them. No one knew. Like Mayapur is now. And people don't know. We're on Trikama with Bhakti Vigmanash and Narasimha Maharaj. We went to Pushkara. Pushkara. It's a pukur of Lord Brahma. And we went there and we were almost there. We're looking this one or that one and we're asking, where is Pushkara? And the people just bathing there. They don't know anything about the significance of these holy places. They're living there, the villages. They have a lot of work to do in Navadeep. The people don't know. Only Shitako Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they begun to reveal. The people didn't know these things. So in Vrindavan was the same. Vrindavan was the same. Not like now. The first temples that were established were the temples of the Goswamis. They were the first devotees who were there. The six Goswamis, A Joy Goshai Jabe Braja Koilabash Radha Krishna Nitto Lila Koryala Prakash. The six Goswamis, Mahaprabhu ordered to go to Vrindavan. And he couldn't stay. He went to Vrindavan, he couldn't stay because the love of Godhead was so overwhelming. It increased 100,000 times from what from what it already was. From what it already was, when he was on the road to Mathura, it increased 10,000 times. And then when he entered into the 12 forests of Vrindavan, it increased 100,000 times. Can you imagine? He was already Radha Bhav. It increased 100,000 times. He couldn't stay in Vrindavan. He just couldn't stay. Balabhadra Bhattacharya and Krishna Dasi associates, they took him out of Vrindavan. They said, we can't contain his love of God. He's just overwhelmed. So he couldn't remain in Vrindavan. So he sent the Goshamis to do the work. They were residing in Vrindavan. Radha Krishna Nitolila Korela Prakash. And they will reveal those eternal pastimes which were lost and known. Kabe Bhakti Rasa Shastra Koraya Likhon Chaitanya Kota Shune Kabe Chaitanya Chintan. And living in Vrindavan, they wrote the Shastras that we're studying, that we're reading. Kabe Bhakti Rasa Shastra Koraya Likhon. They're writing Chaitanya Kota Shune, discussing Lord Chaitanya's teachings. Kabe Chaitanya Chintan. Sometimes just thinking about Lord Chaitanya. Aniket duha bone joto brika gon ek ek brike tole ek ek ratri shayan. This painting we have here. Aniket, without a room. Aniket duha, Rupa and Sanatan. Aniket duha joto bone joto brika gon. How many trees there are in the forest? Ek ek brike tole. One at the base of one tree. Ek ek ratri shayan. They would lie down for one night. There was nothing in Vrindavan. In the forests, in the trees, and from one tree to another they would go, and they would write the Bhakti Shastras. And then Prabhupada, as he mentions here, if facilities are provided, then the main principle, the main purpose is publishing devotional literature, and that's what I'm saying, the three colours. What is it? What is the essential? Siddhanta Sahasri Thakur was considering tearing up the marble in Bhagavatam Mandir. Because the leading disciples were quarrelling over who will get which room. Because they lost the actual fundamental mission to publish. He liked to reside in the rooms where you could hear the printing press. He liked to hear the sound. He felt satisfied when he could hear the sound of the printing press. We need to understand what is the fundamental. And align oneself as closely as possible to that. That, like Devamrita Maharaj was saying, in our movement now, so many different types of devotees. But if you want to become an internal devotee, then understand what is the fundamental mission. One has to know the present need of human society, and give one's life to serve to fulfill that need. So the Goshamis, they began developing, and they were given contributions, and they built the seven major temples of Vrindavan. And Prabhupada says, subsequently, so many other sampradayas came to Vrindavan. And now there's so many sampradayas in Vrindavan, and so many different types of bhajan and Krishna worshippers. not all of them are worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not all of them. Many. Not all of them. So that's a result of the original Goswami's development, and it attracted other, because it's so nice, the Mayavadis are there also. Because they're doing bhajan in Brajadam. Navadeep Boshe Jay Mantra Job Kore. If you sit in Navadeep Boshe Jay Mantra Job Kore and chant mantra, Sri Mantra Chaitanya Hoy, the mantra becomes realized, Anayashe Tore, very quickly you're delivered. Any mantra will deliver you. So that's the potency of the Dham. Srimanta Chaitanya Hoy. Your sadhana is so easy to attain perfection. So many others, Mayavadis, other sampradayas, they went to Vrindavan and do bhajan. It's so amazing doing bhajan in Vrindavan. But originally it was the Gaudiya. You see all the main temples, it's all Bengali scripture. It's all Bengali writing there on the temples. But they don't all understand Gaudiya. So we have to, Prabhupada, Krishna Balaram Mandir, he's explaining that. They come and they, why Krishna Balaram? Everywhere else is Radha Madhav, Radha Shamsunda. Why Krishna Balaram? To explain that Nitai Heno Nitai Binibhai Radha Krishna Bhai Tinai. You have to understand the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Samaveda go Bhakta Vrindaki.
Krishna. Atal Krishna. Atal Krishna.
Thank you.